This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, there is another end-of-year deadline that could cause some economic trouble. The Longshoremen's Union is in heated contract negotiations with 14 ports along the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. And if an agreement is not reached by December 30th, there could be a big port strike. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
At issue are the bonuses longshoremen get based on the amount of cargo they unload. U.S. port operators want to cap those bonuses, which often top $10,000 a year.
We are looking at a shipping cliff if they don't settle.
Harley Shaken is a labor economist at UC Berkeley. He says nearly half of the cargo shipped to and from the U.S. goes through these ports.
So it has a much wider set of economic implications. You're talking about a lot of stores without things to sell and a lot of factories that aren't able to export.
But unions are under pressure not to give too much these days, says Gary Chason, professor of labor relations at Clark University.
The union movement has just done well in an election, but in hard times as we're facing now, the union still has to prove that it's an effective representative.
Just weeks ago, striking clerks shut down ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach for 8 days. Berkeley's Harley Shaken says their union managed to wrangle a favorable deal. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.